This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If you missed any of our Patriots Monday and Friday interviews, go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Greg Hill Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of the Greg Hill Show
on WEEI. It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no bad pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Unlimited Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
We are at Foxwoods, adjacent, looking out over the casino floor, which is active and hopefully is... there are some who are winning out there, unlike Wiggy last night. We are at Alta Strada, the restaurant. You can watch this show on Twitch every day, but certainly today you can watch this show on YouTube. Some interest in what you're wearing today, Queen.
Yes.
I saw in Twitch during the break, somebody said you look like Carmelo Anthony on draft day.
Yeah.
Somebody earlier asked if you were part of the Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation tour.
Yes, I've also seen Hillary Clinton.
Well, what's wrong? Is it the jacket?
I would like to address, I have noticed in Twitch that it is much more shoulder patty than I expected it to be.
Okay.
And you know what? The Carmelo Anthony, the Hillary Clinton, the Janet Jackson group, those are funny.
Okay.
If you're going to offend, at least be funny.
Are you still wearing shoulder pads?
This is shoulder pads, yeah.
Yeah. You can take them out.
No. These are so
my mother
right
used
in.
To wear shoulder pads
yeah,
in her
they're
dresses.
Back. Yeah. They're back.
Well, maybe I think Joe Burrow just called. He'd like to borrow that for this weekend. If that's okay.
Yeah.
Tell him to stay off your coastal grandma.
This isn't coastal grandma. This is very Western, actually, this outfit.
Snappy dresser, Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
not performing as well as one might have expected. But
it's the Eminem haircut.
I was thinking about Joe Burrow the other day because there is this influencer out there who's saying that she believes when famous people dye or bleach their hair blonde, it's because they've had work done. And so they want you, if you see them, to be like, you look different. But then you're like, oh, you bleached your hair.
What would he, like a nose job?
Yeah.
Right. What would you?
I don't think.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, nobody's had more work done on their face than Tom Brady, and his hair has remained the same color.
That's right. True.
Yes, it has. Yeah. Thanks to Dr. Leonard. all right, let's get to the news.
All right, preparations are underway for Helene, a Category 4 hurricane, which has caused events and schooling already to be canceled in the southeastern part of the country. I'm seeing cancellations for schools in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida already this morning.
Has Boston canceled?
I'm sure that's coming. The hurricane is set to make landfall in Florida later this evening. As of 5 a.m. Eastern time this morning, Helene was 385 miles southwest of Tampa with wind speeds of 90 miles per hour, traveling north-northeast at 12 miles per hour, and is expected to intensify as it gets closer to land.
Are they telling people to leave?
I don't think we've reached that point
yet.
For what I'm seeing, I'm just seeing cancellations of school. But again, I'm not the weather smoke.
Yeah, so the Gulf of Mexico is warm.
Oh, it is?
Hurricanes feed off of warm water.
Oh, do they?
They intensify,
right.
And then it'll hit landfall, just like a million hurricanes before, but today we cover it like it's a presidential election.
I think my blackjack dealer's name was Helene.
She
was miserable.
Oh, man, I
want to define miserable.
Didn't crack a smile, didn't speak. I'm like, listen, I'm not great in math, so go slow. She's like...
Well, that's how they deal. They deal.
No, go slow. Like, okay, because I'm counting. I'm like 14.
Well, you're not supposed to be counting cards.
No, no, I'm counting her numbers.
No, that'll you're adding.
That'll get you thrown right out of here.
The numbers. Like, so she rolls over. Like, she's got a 5 showing, and she, you know, pulls over a 7, and then I'm like, okay,
that's 12.
And then she pulls a card down. I'm like, wait a sec, slow down. What is that? That's 15. What? That's an ace. What's that? 16.
It's not the dealer's
fault. What's that? A 5-21, huh?
Wiggy, you lost. What did you lose? $1,000?
No, 500.
Okay. Is Mrs. Wiggins listening? Because he told me it was $1,000 last night.
I never told you it was a Gino.
Okay.
Told you that. I lost 500.
500?
Yes.
It's not the dealer's fault.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
When you're miserable, it's her fault.
Did you say anything to her?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, hey, listen, at least if you're going to take my money, put a smile on your face.
Oh, and did she smile then?
No. Oh. She just looked at me like,
Did you try to trade an 8x10 signed picture for 25 more chips?
No, I was like, listen, you could, and I told the pit boss, I said, you can at least hire somebody likes coming to work every day.
Okay. It's worse than Courtney and the Bouncer.
Oh my God. It's much worse. I was called to see.
You're a pump, but you're in the work of, like, you know, what are those people called?
The people business.
The people business.
You're front facing.
Yeah. Would you want a waitress wearing this beautiful restaurant? Would you want the waitress to come up and have this, like, she just, you know, she's got, like, somebody just stole her dog on this look on her face, like.
Ooh. Maybe she had a bad day.
Yeah.
Well, then, guess what? Take a flex day.
What did the pit boss say when you said, can we get a smile? Nothing?
Yeah. He was like, you have a card? I was like, no.
No, he looked at what Wiggy was wearing. He said, you really look like you're down on your luck.
Oh, God. That was a good outfit.
That was a good. I asked him where he got the T-shirt. Yeah, I want it.
It was sweatpants and a T-shirt, right? Yeah,
right.
Monochrome. Okay.
That's called the Foxwoods upscale casual.
I was Blood Gang all day yesterday representing, but okay. I don't do that stuff.
Okay. All right. What's
the color?
What is next?
New York City Mayor Eric Adams was indicted following a federal investigation.
A sitting mayor?
Yes.
Indicted while he's mayoring.
Indeed.
Okay.
This comes after a campaign corruption investigation. The scrutiny is regarding his connection to Turkish officials and businessmen and campaign donations he received. The charges he is facing are not publicly known at this time, but Adams has previously denied any wrongdoing, and he has frequently repeated that he told members of his campaign and administration to follow the law. Here is Eric Adams.
It is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false, based on lies. I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target, and a target I became.
Okay.
Wasn't he hanging out with Diddy last year?
Oh, I think he was, yeah. I mean, Wiggy, you say this all the time. When the feds come, they don't lose.
No.
They don't lose.
The water in the streets, the feds are undefeated.
They have unlimited resources.
Yes. And when they come a knocking,
unlimited resources.
That is it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. I just got the most scary. Look at this email I literally just got.
What?
Lice.
Health notice.
Oh, hell.
A student in James's class has lice.
You better leave immediately and go get your precious little.
If they touch his hair, those precious curls.
He has a good head of hair.
Oh my God!
This sounds like The Office, where James is the one who brought the lice.
I'm rewatching Desperate Housewives right now for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm not rewatching, but I know it's an old show.
Right.
And season one, the twins have lice, and they get uninvited to a birthday party because the parents think that.
Yeah. Oh man,
this better not
sully his reputation.
When James doesn't get invited to a birthday party, Curtis just has his father throw a birthday party at the exact same time. For James only.
Right, and I hire out a better clown.
Yes. Doesn't lice come from, like, dirty and not washed?
No, it's more. It's clean. It's actually people that overwash their hair.
Really?
Yes, that's a misconception.
I did not know that.
Dirty.
All right. Appreciate that.
The more you know.
Yep.
The more you wash your hair, you're gonna get lice. I did not know that.
I don't think I have lice.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay. That is a wow.
All right. What else? News.
Somerville has hired a private security team for their library. This comes after the past 3 weeks, the central library has had to be closed from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. most weekdays because at the same time school is dismissed, teens have come in and become unruly.
Unruly?
Yeah.
At the library?
Yep, yep.
Were they not whispering?
I think that they were being a bit more than just not whispering.
Where are people going to go to get their books?
Well, that's why they're hiring the security team to deter the teens from coming in and wreaking havoc.
Okay.
Here's Neha Singh, a legislative liaison in the mayor's office on WCBB.
We are interviewing vendors to provide on-site security presence that is trained in de-escalation. Our preference is for a vendor with experience serving youth and other populations who frequent the library.
Uptalk.
Yes. Well, if you're an adult and you would like to protest outside of the library and throw things at people who don't agree with your political view when it comes to the Middle East, that's fine in Somerville, but don't disrupt the library.
Right.
If you're a teenager and you're loud, please don't disrupt the library.
Yeah. Right.
Teenagers still went in the library.
Yeah.
You can go in and take the computer out of the library and bring it home, but you just can't make noise.
All right. We'll continue with the news next.
Okay.
And then at 9, it is the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow one last time this season as the Red Sox get ready to wrap it up with a final homestand this weekend. And then at 9:20, Jake Knapp, who plays on the PGA Tour, will join us here as a part of the Echo Store Invitational at Foxwoods. Right now, Courtney, and what is...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox hot streak has come to an end last night, 6-1, a loss against the Blue Jays. The guys off tonight before welcoming the Rays to Fenway tomorrow for their final series of the regular season, if you can believe it. We'll talk with Craig Breslow coming up this morning about the Sox end of season.
I think I'm going to root for the Padres. That's my team this postseason.
Really?
I feel like right. I can't root for the Astros, obviously not the Yankees. Orioles are kind of meh. I don't know. I feel like I want to see Xander Bogaerts win a World Series for the San Diego Padres.
Okay. You were accused of an inaccurate take the other day when you suggested that the Red Sox should have paid Bogey and not paid Devers, and they said that Bogaerts has been off this season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've seen Devers. He wasn't exactly on.
Yep.
And the real news that about the Red Sox was told to me last night by Wiggy that Sam Kennedy was trying to prank me about something.
Really? What? What do you mean?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. That was off the record.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. No, I saw Sam, and Sam was just like at the Red Sox game, just let's have some fun with Curtis. Because he likes Curtis.
What, did he want you to, like, short-sheet his bed?
Did he give you a whoopee cushion?
Well, no, I didn't get into it with him, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't be like, oh, so what do you want to do? Because this was after the cocoa...
The cocoa bomb?
After the cocoa bomb. Okay. So I was kind of like...
Treading lightly.
You know, I was kind of like, what's up with the Celtics?
Uh-huh.
Did you ask?
And he just smiled, and then I didn't really smile.
Really, that's a bomb.
Oh, confirmation.
No, I didn't really ask, because I don't like to really ask.
You just said you asked.
But he didn't give me anything.
But he smiled.
He laughed.
That means that's let's report.
What's the smile mean?
Courtney, report it.
No, I'm not reporting anything.
Fenway Sports Group buying the Celtics. Right. Report it.
That's a Wiggy report.
It's really interesting. There wasn't near the animosity for Ryan Whitney that there was for Courtney Cox.
No. It really wasn't. Yeah. You're right about that.
Whitney clapped back, so Courtney, maybe you should clap back at
I'm not clapping back. I was told something and I went with it. And then people were like, she said she had one source today, but yesterday she said two. No, I was focused on the main source I had when I was giving my explanation. But hey,
okay. You just heard it. Wiggy Bomb.
Yep.
Which actually happened last night at the DraftKings Sportsbook after five sliders for Wiggy.
Oh.
Place had to be evacuated.
I didn't mean those sliders.
Dear Lord.
I didn't mean those sliders.
All right.
I had a Wahlburger early in the day, so I wasn't really that hungry.
All right, people are having breakfast.
You did eat last night. What are you talking about?
No,
you had a dessert. I had a salad.
He did order a salad.
That's what I had. I had a salad.
Yes.
I had a salad for him.
I don't know why we need to go over this, but you just said you had a Wahlburger during the day.
Yeah, early in the day.
Okay, what time did you get here?
I probably got here. It was like 2 o'clock.
Okay, you had a Wahlburger.
Yep. And then you got the crap stealer fired at 3.
Yes.
Then you had a salad with us here at Altastrada.
And that's all I ate. And
awesome calamari, by the way.
And then I had one of those little small little cups of, I don't know what it was like. It was like an apple crisp thing.
Oh. The apple crisp.
Yeah, so that was it.
A little dessert.
All aboard.
No slide.
All right, we got to stay on the clock, folks. Okay. Alex Cora feels like they blew it here in the second half of the season. This is as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Outside the walls here, nobody expected us to play all the way till now, you know, meaningful games, you know. Our goal was to make it to the playoffs. It didn't happen, but it's a good learning experience for those kids over there. And obviously, it's going to be a different group next year. But for them to think that they were almost there, you know, like, I mean, at one point, it felt like we were a playoff caliber team. And then it just, you know, we missed the opportunity. Let's put it that way. You look around, you look at the teams that are fighting, you know, like, we had it right there and we blew it.
That is the title of the Netflix series, which was filmed all season long. Almost There.
Oh.
Boston Red Sox 2020. I beg to differ. He says nobody expected us to be in it. Actually, at prior to the All-Star break, everybody expected you to be in it. You were in it. Heading into, you know, right after 4th of July, that week after, you were in it.
Before the season, though, nobody expected them.
I would agree with that.
Is that true?
Why do they suck every year for the second half? Look at their August and September records. Why?
I don't know.
Ask the manager.
I don't think they have the horses or whatever.
Horses can run in the first half?
I've always said that, Curtis.
No, Wiki, you're right, bud.
I gave you Alex Cora's record in September.
Yep.
Well, you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. Thursday Night Football tonight, we'll see the Cowboys taking on the Giants in New York. And the Subaru of New England all-wheel driveaway is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 60 degrees and cloudy back home. Afternoon high, a rainy 69.
All right, rest of the news coming up next, including Florida not like the rest of us, and why you apparently should never question the jukebox song selection of another patron at a Mexican restaurant in the Anything Goes state. Rest of the news with Courtney is next.